Welcome to Stephen Ministry Training. We're up to Module 15, and the title of this module is Bringing the Caring Relationship to a Close. There's the expression, all good things come to an end, and it comes to mind when I think about the topic today. When you take a care receiver as a Stephen minister, you're taking a commitment. You're taking the possibility that you can walk alongside this person and help them through a very difficult time. Typically, it's a crisis. It could be a long-term illness. However, the understanding going into the relationship, both on your part as a Stephen minister and also the caregiver's part as we talk with the caregiver to explain what's going to happen in the relationship, should be that God will work his healing, love and compassion through you, through this ministry, for as long as it's needed, and that at some point, when sufficient healing has taken place, or the person is at the point where they can assume more of the responsibility of their situation and adapt to it, or some other contingency which makes the caring relationship unnecessary, there is a point when that relationship will come to closure. There are various reasons for closure. We're going to get into how closure occurs. There's a process involved. It's not simply one day that you decide that you're not going to be going back and continue any further visits. It's a lot more involved than that. And it should be, because the decision is very, very important, critical, in fact, to the care receiver's progress and also their healing situation and ultimately their well-being. So hopefully they will get to the point, we prayerfully look at it this way, that the Lord will work in the relationship and bring the person to greater wholeness. So let's talk today about how we even approach the topic of closure, why it's important, how to go about it, what the steps are, so that when the time comes, you'll be in a much better position to understand how to proceed. Let's talk a little bit first about our devotion today. The title of the devotion is Peace I Leave With You. Saying goodbye can be a difficult thing, especially in a relationship, especially in a caregiving relationship. When it comes to closing a Stephen ministry caregiving relationship. After experiencing growth and comfort and healing through your care, a care receiver may be really sad about the end of your weekly visits. They can even be uneasy about what lies ahead. Actually, you could be as well. When you're nearing closure, you want to pay attention to the care receiver's level of comfort and do everything you can do to ease the transition. Remember, they're always the focus of everything we do as Stephen ministers. The verses from the Gospel of John at the beginning of your lesson outline tell you some of what Jesus said when he knew they were approaching the end of their time together on earth. His ministry was limited as well. So the title of the module is Bringing the Caring Relationship to a Close, and it does begin on page 371 in your workbook, the Red Book. I'll read the passage. It's taken from John 14, 16, 18a, 26 to 27. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. I will not leave you as orphans, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Thanks to Jesus that he doesn't give as the world gives. Otherwise, we would be in a lot of trouble. So Jesus said this when he knew that he was about to leave this world. Jesus had spent about 3 years with his disciples. He was teaching and training and ministering with them daily. And they knew they could rely on him without question. But the end of Jesus' earthly ministry was very near, and he had to prepare them for what was to come. He knew they were ready for his departure, but he also recognized the pain and uncertainty that it would cause. And that's why he wanted them to know they would not be orphaned. An interesting word, very, very descriptive in this case. God the Father would send the Holy Spirit to be their constant companion and comforter and guide. When the time comes for your caring relationship to close, you will want to be confident that your care receiver is in good hands. Now, you won't be meeting with them anymore, but your care receiver will be in good hands. The Holy Spirit will always be present with that person, as he was throughout your caring relationship. So, as a Stephen minister, you should communicate your own confidence and assurance to your care receiver. When you introduce the topic of closure, emphasize you're not leaving the care receiver alone. I'm sorry. Without pressuring your care receiver to have the same level of faith you do, you can express, and I would encourage you to express, your own trust in God's ongoing presence and comfort in your care receiver's life, even after the caring relationship has come to an end. Remember, you're going to reassure that care receiver that they can always look to Jesus through the Holy Spirit for strength and comfort, especially during times of sadness or anxiety. Those times will come again for your care receiver. Our hope and prayer is that they have been strengthened sufficiently and that the Holy Spirit will continue to strengthen them sufficiently in a spiritual and emotional way so that they can better weather those storms and trials when they come. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that enables us to walk in faith, knowing we're never alone. As we care for our care receivers, and especially as we come to the end of our caring relationships, we pray that you will help us to convey assurance to our care receivers. When they're troubled and afraid as a caring relationship closes, help them to draw close to you and to trust you're always there with them. In your name, we pray. Amen. Okay. First segment of our study today, The Road to Healthy Closure. We're on page 371 in your book. We're going to be looking at focus note one in a minute or so. So what's the definition of closure by Stephen Ministry? When the Stephen Minister and the care receiver, let me say that again, when the Stephen Minister and the care receiver both agree to end their caring relationship because the caring relationship isn't needed any longer. So once the care receiver has moved past or adapted to the challenges in life that led to the need for care, you and your care receiver will want to consider bringing the caring relationship to a close. Now, focus note one on page 371 in your book was copied from your pre-class reading assignment. It indicates the signs that it's time to consider closure. Now, we read through this focus note, and it's important, and I'm going to ask you to please do the same. Because by recognizing the signs that indicate that maybe closure is appropriate, and talking to your care receiver in an assertive way about the topic, you can stay on the road to healthy closure. However, there are some ditches on the side of that road you want to avoid. Turn to page 372, please, in your book, and you will see a little graphic rendition of this whole idea, this concept, the road and the ditches. Focus note two. One possible derailment of the process of working to a healthy closure would be ending the caring relationship too soon. too soon, before the care receiver is ready or before the major issues have been resolved. Or the other ditch on the other end of the spectrum would be to end the caring relationship long after the major issues have been resolved. So you kept it going too long. As a Stephen minister, part of your role is to keep the relationship moving down the road to a healthy closure. And you want to avoid either of these pitfalls. I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen one wanting to come to a closure too early, but I have seen a caring relationship go on well beyond the point where the major issues were resolved. But let's talk about ending it too soon. Remember, the purpose of the caring relationship is to provide the care receiver the best possible care during a very serious life difficulty that they're dealing with. Ending the relationship before the care receiver's major issues have been addressed obviously contradicts that objective. So, now, what if you have a situation where the care receiver's pushing to end the relationship? It makes me pause. There's a reason, there's definitely more than one reason that care receiver wants to end the relationship. Let's take a look at some possibilities. Focus note 3 on page 372 in your book gives you a way to respond to premature closure by the care receiver. So I would ask you to read through those responses. Now, one of the things that's mentioned is consult with your supervision group early on. Absolutely critical. You need to make your supervision group aware that this is developing. If you sense your care receiver is trying to end the caring relationship too early, bring it to supervision as early as you can. Also, listen to your care receiver. Try to get a clear idea of what the concerns are. It would be helpful to do that before you come to supervision so you really know you have a full picture that you can present before your peers. Then do what you can to address your care receiver's concerns. So you're hearing what they're saying is causing them to want to end the relationship. Do what you can. If there's something that has to do with the mechanics of the relationship in particular, maybe you can do something to make it easier for them to continue. So in a real kind, respectful way, no anxiety, no pressure, express your opinion on the reasons that the care receiver would benefit from continuing in the Stephen ministry relationship. Now, you want to assertively request one or two more visits. I mean, you may lose the war, but you're going to fight the battle until the end because it's important that this is done properly, no matter which way it turns out. So you want to assertively request, let's say they're saying, well, I think we're done. This is why. Okay. But ask them for a couple more visits. See, by meeting again, you have a chance to maybe explore this further. You gave the care receiver time to think about it. Maybe a chance to show the value, of the caring relationship that you wouldn't have if you decide to close the same day you talk about it. That wouldn't make sense. And you shouldn't be doing that anyway, because you don't really have the okay to close a relationship in Stephen ministry unless you've got the okay from supervision. So, if your care receiver continues to turn down requests for additional caring visits, you can, before we even get to supervision, come see me. The Stephen leader can also try to convince your care receiver to continue in the relationship and what the benefits of doing that are. It can still occur, though, that the care receiver closes the relationship despite the efforts made by these different parties to keep it going for a while longer. I can tell you, like I said, it's very rare. But if it does happen, and you've gone through all of these resources, and you've tried numerous ways, and you've had other people try, there's really nothing more to be done. Because no one can force anyone to receive care, just like you can't force someone to go to the hospital In most cases, you can't force them to take that care, to get in that ambulance and go. However, in this case, it's really the same, but only it's in a more of a emotional, spiritual caregiving relationship. But if it happens that you've gone through the right steps and they still prevail that they really need to end this, then you would need to go along and agree to that. And if that should happen, your supervision group will give you support. And the Stephen leader, myself, will work to identify another care receiver for you. So you shouldn't be discouraged. It might be disappointing, but you shouldn't be discouraged. More than likely, there's nothing you did to cause this development. Now, by far more common and more challenging in many respects is the concept or the idea that the caring relationship continues on for too long. Okay, that situation I've seen, it can be really, really difficult to resolve, but it is resolvable. We're on page 373 in your book. Okay. So the other potential ditch on the side of the road to healthy closure is when a caring relationship continues too long, long after it should have closed. This can be very challenging. Now, when the care receiver is reluctant to bring closure, let's talk about that first because it could be also the Stephen minister, but when the care receiver is reluctant to bring closure, what might be some reasons, do you think, that they might want not to close the relationship? Okay, so we talk about that for a few minutes. I mean, some of them are fairly obvious. They've gotten comfortable. They like to have that visit weekly, especially if someone is rather lonely, the care receiver's lonely. They might like that idea. So the comfort factor. They might also have a fear of closing the relationship, kind of a discomfort about that because they had a situation that was very difficult that they're going through, and they're maybe through it, but they're still not sure about the future. The care receiver might not have thought about closure. So when the Stephen minister first suggests closure, it takes time for them to receive that idea and kind of, you know, they're not taken by surprise. The care receiver might worry that their difficulties will return if the caring relationship ends. See, these are all possible reasons why the care receiver might be reluctant, and I'm sure there's more reasons. We brainstormed this in the class. Okay. That's if the care receiver wants the relationship to continue, even though you feel and your supervision group agrees that it should close. It should come to a resolution and a closure. Now, here's another equally challenging contingency, and it does happen. When the Stephen minister is reluctant to bring closure to a caring relationship. Now, why might the Stephen minister want the relationship to continue? Even though the issues that brought them to this care receiver are resolved. We discuss that. And some of the obvious would be almost the same kind of thing as a care receiver. They've become comfortable. They like the visiting. They enjoy the company of the person they're with. And because there are no more major issues to address, it might be just a very comfortable, enjoyable type of visit every week. You could have a Stephen minister who's relatively new, especially, and maybe they're really not sure how well they've done in the caring relationship, so they might be just very reluctant not to cover all the angles and keep this going a while. You may have a Stephen minister who struggles with boundaries. Oh, yes, that happens. The Stephen minister could also be concerned that the care receiver will not have anyone else to connect with after the closure. They could have a concern about that. And the Stephen minister may worry the future issues might come up with that care receiver and that they may want the Stephen minister to be there. And, you know, the bottom line is it's easier and more comfortable to know what you have than to go out and risk starting a new relationship with a new care receiver. While these are all possible reasons, the Stephen minister really has to recognize, and we count on that person recognizing as objectively as they can, the signs that this relationship is coming to a close, and it should. But the Stephen minister, even in that case, should be looking to supervision for guidance to help them understand, is this the time to bring closure and to overcome any reluctance they may feel about it. Okay, another topic, healthy closure at the appropriate time. See, we looked at the, you know, too early and too late kind of situations. What we're aiming for is healthy closure, because it's going to happen at some point in these relationships. It should happen. It's a good goal. When the care receivers move through the crisis, or whatever the situation may be, and is on the path towards greater wholeness, it is time to close the relationship. It's the best thing for the care receiver, and it's the best thing for the Stephen minister. Now, we've got a few questions that we look at now. Let's see. Okay. Healthy closure at the appropriate time. Some of the questions we talk about in the class, what are some reasons it's important for both the care receiver and Stephen minister to move towards closure at the appropriate time? This should evoke some discussion. Well, it's important because it's part of the process. We should be at that point at some time if we're following the process the way it should be followed, because the person's progressing towards greater wholeness, and this is what we're there to help them do. Closure helps the Stephen minister trust that the care receiver remains in God's care. Closure helps the care receiver grow and become more independent and less dependent on the Stephen ministry relationship, which is a healthy thing. Closure helps the Stephen minister grow by moving into a new caring relationship. Very important. We God bless you all. We may very well double or triple the size of our Stephen ministry group with your help. Still, when you look at the size of our congregation, we have a lot of needs. And so it's really important that once a relationship is legitimately coming to a good close, that it does close, and it frees up that minister to minister to someone else. Closure helps the congregation and its Stephen ministry reach out to and care for more people in crisis. And there could also be opportunities if our own congregation's needs are met where we would go outside the congregation to help. So closure means another care receiver will be able to receive much needed care from a Stephen minister. It's all very positive and legitimate. Okay, now what happens during and after the last caring visit? Let's get right down to the nitty gritty of the visit itself. We're on page 374 now in your workbook. Okay, the topic, the closure process. You'll see focus note 4 is the one we were going to look at next. In your pre-class reading, you learned about the process Stephen ministers follow in introducing the topic of closure with a care receiver and then bringing the caring relationship onto closure. We read focus note 4 in the class. The closure process is initiated only after the Stephen minister has discussed the possibility with supervision and there's agreement that it's time. But again, 4 says, establish a plan for closure, taper off, set a specific date for the last caring visit, conduct the last caring visit. So this is the process. But remember, before you get down that road to take the first step in the process, you need to get the okay and the agreement from supervision. Once you have that, then the Stephen minister talks with the care receiver about closure. Okay, that's very legitimate. And if the care receiver agrees, they move towards ending the caring relationship and the closure process begins. The Stephen minister and care receiver establish a plan that indicates how you're going to taper off the frequency of the visits. So you may go from one visit, you know, a visit every week to maybe every other week for a month and see how that works. So you're going to begin to taper off visits, and eventually you're going to set a date that works with your care receiver for your last visit. Conduct the last caring visit. Okay, last step. What happens during the last caring visit? Let's look at focus note 5 on page 374 in your book. There's a few ideas. First, acknowledge that it's the final meeting. Review the caring relationship. Talk about feelings. Impart hope, and then say goodbye. Pretty straightforward. Whether you do them in the order that's in the book doesn't matter, as long as you do them. They all should happen at some time during your last caring visit. So acknowledge that it's the final meeting, number one. It's really good to remind the care receiver that this is the final meeting when you're going to sit down with them. And it represents the successful completion of that caring relationship. Take a look at focus note 6, page 375 in your book. That's a good response from a Stephen minister as to acknowledging that it is the final meeting. So I ask you to read that. Using this kind of approach will underscore the reality of closure in a very positive way. Step 2, review the caring relationship. Talk to your care receiver about what's happened over the course of the relationship. Point out how your care receiver has grown, overcome the challenges. This is all good. Move to greater wholeness. You can share some of your own thoughts about changes or accomplishments which have taken place. But listen and let your care receiver do most of the talking, as you always would. Focus note 7 on page 375. I'll read this one. Stephen Minister can say, since we first began to meet, you've adjusted well to your new surroundings. What do you think about the changes that you've made? Okay, so that's a good way to get the care receiver to focus on what's happened, the good things that have happened. Step 3, talk about feelings. So at some point in your discussion, your care receiver's feelings about the caring relationship about this being the last visit should be discussed. You should be encouraging them to get those out. You know, how are you feeling about this? And I would ask you to take a look at focus note 8 and read through it so that you get an idea of how you might broach that topic. And there are really some examples of how to help your care receiver talk about the feelings that they will have. It is an emotional event. Keep the focus on your care receiver, even though it is not a bad thing, and it's encouraged that you might share some of your own perspectives on this as well. Focus note 9 on page 376. Take a look at that, please, sharing your own feelings, how you might say it. Step 4. Impart hope. One way you can impart hope is to point out to the care receiver the progress or maybe the growth that you've seen them attain over these past several months, whatever it may be, or a couple of years, emphasizing that this will benefit them after the caring relationship has ended. You want to remind them that they've not only endured the crisis, but they've grown from it. New skills, understanding, and spiritual growth. And that's going to help them. That all these things are good, and it's going to help them in the future. So focus note 10 on page 376 talks about the idea or how to convey hope. And I would ask you to read focus note 10, please. Finally, the obvious but difficult step of saying goodbye, parting with your care receiver. As this visit comes to a close, you say goodbye in a warm, caring way, and you're closing and saying goodbye to the relationship as well, as you entrust your care receiver to God. They're not alone. God is with them. if the care receiver compliments you, expresses appreciation, all those things are good, then be very gracious and assertively thank them. Focus note 11 gives you an idea of what to say. Okay, now, there's another aspect to this. We want to avoid sending a double message about the ending of the caring relationship. And it's possible that you might accidentally do that. See, it's real important to end the relationship on a positive note. There is a note of caution. You want to be careful not to say anything that might seem harmless, but may actually work against the growth and the comfort that your caring relationship has produced. For example, if you say, if you say something like, if you need anything, I'm just a phone call away, feel free to call me or text me if something comes up. It's tempting to say these things, and while a statement like that could be comforting to the care receiver, it's not in their best interest, and it's not in your best interest. See, words like this can sound comforting, but they do undermine the closure process. Rather than ending the caring relationship in a positive way, this kind of encourages the care receiver, so I can still hang around and I can still get help when I need it. But that's not what you want to convey. See, you want to be careful. You want to be very gentle, but you also have to be assertive. Both the Stephen Minister and the care receiver have agreed, remember, that the relationship's coming to an end. But if you invite the care receiver to get in touch, it can risk sending a double message. And they may think, well, gee, the relationship's really not ending. And that could make it harder for the care receiver to let go of that relationship. So you're really kind of creating a problem. Now, the care receiver could even feel obligated to contact the Stephen Minister, even though they weren't even thinking of doing it. But now you're saying, well, you know, stay in touch kind of thing. So the bottom line is it's best not to suggest that your care receiver call or hint in any way that the relationship is going to continue, because it does blur the ending of the caring relationship. If your care receiver asks if they can call you after the last visit, you can simply say sure, but don't encourage it. Closure is an ending, but it's meant to be a very positive one. It signifies, remember, that the care receiver no longer needs the care and support of a Stephen Minister. And they've grown through this whole process. So it's good. There's hope for this person in Jesus Christ. The care receiver can move to greater independence, and this is always the best thing for the care receiver. Okay, now I want to mention something because I don't really say it. After the relationship is closed formally, it doesn't mean you can never talk to your care receiver again. No, then you're on your own. I've seen kind of a variety of things that have happened. After the caring relationship has ended officially, there is no more caring relationship in terms of Stephen Ministry. Could there be a friendship still? Yeah, if the two parties agree. But that's not caring, and it should never become caring again. Not without supervision, not without a formal relationship. But you can certainly be friends, and to whatever degree or level you both want to be. Okay? So it's not like you're forbidden from that. It has to close the relationship. Okay. Complete the wrap-up form. I have a copy of it. It's in your book as well. But complete the wrap-up form. That document is a very simple form that just gives me information that's going to be kept in an official confidential file on the closure of that relationship. It will be turned over at the end of the caring relationship along with the original sign-up form when you were assigned this care receiver, because you get a copy of this. We haven't talked about the referral form yet. You're going to hear about that when we talk about making the first caring visit. One of the things I want to say is that any form or document that has to do with your caring relationship is highly confidential. So you don't let anyone see these forms. And when the relationship draws to a close, you shred any notes that you've taken. I encourage notes, but you've got to keep them under wrap. Nobody can see those notes. No one. That includes a spouse. No one. Okay? So any notes you made, destroy them. Those couple of documents, official documents, turn them in to me, please. Okay. Any thoughts, questions, or anything like that about making the last caring visit? You'll want to get in touch with me. I'd be very happy to try to address them. What we do for the remainder of the class is to practice. We do have skill practices where we trade roles between care receiver and Stephen Minister in a couple different scenarios, situations, and just simply practice the process of closure, or at least the last visit, because that's really all we can practice. So what I would just suggest is that you read through the different scenarios that are in your book, just to have an idea of what, you know, what they're suggesting. And they start on page 378. So we have scenario 1 and 2, and we have focus note 14 that talks about introducing and planning for closure, the discussion questions, and then we go on to skill practice 2. It turns out that there's really 4 mini role plays using this information. And that brings the class, this particular session, to a close. Okay. In fact, we take a break in halfway through this because I'm looking at my notes. That's how it works out, at least in the class. All right. Again, I offer to answer any questions that may still linger that we haven't addressed or you haven't heard in the lecture. But remember, the whole idea is to have a very positive closure experience. And I think that if you stay with what we've discussed here in terms of the process, that should definitely very naturally occur. Okay, let's see. Regroup here a second. We talk about, one of the last things we talk about is the keys to a positive closure experience. What are the keys to a positive closure experience, both for the care receiver and the Stephen Minister? Page 381, you should try to think through this and jot a few ideas down. In the class, of course, we generate some discussion. Well, I could just share a couple things. Effective closure is planned and it's intentional. It takes the time it takes, okay, with a tapering off period. You always run this whole concept by supervision first to be sure that you have approval. The Stephen Minister and the care receiver talk about closure and agree on it before proceeding. Closure happens when it needs to occur. We don't rush this. And then, you know, after a period of tapering off, they agree on the last, you and your care receiver agree on the last caring visit. And when you have that caring visit, the whole intent is that you leave that person, even if you don't decide to continue in friendship, you leave that person with a sense of hope for the future. And that's really important. The final visit ends with a definite farewell. And then, as I said before, you can decide unofficially to maintain a friendship of sorts. I've seen this go a number of different ways. I've seen it where it's most common that the two parties just part company. And probably have little to do with anything like this. Now, if it's a member of the church, you're going to see them. They're part of your church family. But a relationship of sorts may not occur in terms of friendship. I've seen it where people go on and they are friendly after the relationship, unofficially. It just depends on the situation. And so you're under no obligation to do any one thing other than make sure that the formal relationship comes to the proper closure. Okay, very good. This is now the first class on the topic. Way towards the end of the training, which is coming up, by the way, we're also going to talk about how to make the first caring visit. Stephen Ministry positions that towards the end of the training for Stephen Minister, because we're trying to position it to the point that you get these concepts and the skills as close as possible to the time that you're actually going to use them when you're assigned a care receiver. Our next hot topic, small group peer supervision. We've heard a lot about this. We've alluded to it many times. We are up to module 16, supervision, a key to quality Christian care, part one. There are two classes involved here. So I'm going to ask you to please do the pre-class reading, pages 383 to 393, and also review the forms that follow the class reading assignment so you'll be prepared for the class. Pages 395 to 406. There's a lot of forms. Don't worry about it. We'll go through them all. You'll understand how they're used. I'd like to close now with our prayer. Father, our relationship with you never ends because you promise that we'll spend eternity with you. Thank you for Jesus, for his life, death, and resurrection. We look forward to the future you've promised us. Bless every caring relationship we have, especially in times of closure. Fill us with your hope and joy so we can pass them on to others. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.